This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Republicans aren't in power at the Colorado legislature and are weighing in on a session that saw Democrats pass a lot of priorities from the left. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republicans say they were able to amend or slow down a few measures, not some of the biggest policies, like a $5 billion plan to increase fees for transportation funding. House Minority Leader Hugh McKean notes that the fees for things like Grubhub and Uber don't start until July 2022.
When the legislature and the majority starts gerrymandering policy to get past the next election, that's a trick. And it should not be allowed, because what we're really doing is saying, well, you know, we're going to impose all of this stuff, but you have to make your decision at the next election before you feel that pain.
The measure will pay for everything from incentives for electric vehicles to road repair and expansion. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Amazon says it plans to hire 2,500 new workers for its distribution center near the Colorado Springs Airport. That's 1,500 more jobs than what it announced earlier this year. The Gazette reports that the five-story hub is set to open next month. Amazon will officially post the open positions on Saturday, and the company plans to hold daily job fairs at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center through July. The first job fair is on Monday. Boulder is at 82 degrees right now. This is CPR News.